Would you look at the time? It's time to connect.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
I cannot hear you.
Oh, no. See?
That's it. Show's over.
She's walking out.
Screw it.
Did you try the little knob there down by your... Check 1, 2. Test.
Check 1, 2. There we go.
Hey. It's a smooth ship here.
I'm telling you.
Hey, go ahead. Kyle, go ahead and hit that all three scene again. After you've... Try hitting Lacey's scene. Yeah, there it is. There she is. Now go to the three-way. We did it.
You guys have no idea how much back work they do for this thing.
Yeah, we were just messing around before we even came on the air. I could have spent that time doing all this fine-tuning, but we were just having some fun.
We're talking.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's nice to see you. Thank you for popping in. It's time to connect with Lacey Nelson. How are you, Lacey?
I'm good, Brandon.
Good.
I'm tired today.
You know, me too.
I always say I'm already tired tomorrow. Today's been a long week already. It's not even noon.
It is Friday. Is today your day off from the normal grind?
Yes, yeah. It is. Good thing, too.
Well, good.
You guys don't take a day off.
Not really.
Not typically, no. In fact, this weekend we've got Brianapalooza coming up tomorrow at the grounds. Really looking forward to that. It's been a few months in the works of planning.
That's what you guys were saying.
It's all coming together really nicely. I'm excited about it. Kyle, you excited about Brianapalooza?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so last year was a lot of fun.
11 to 4.
11 to 4 at the grounds.
In Roseville.
In Jones Hall. It's free to attend. It's a small fee for parking. We're going to have a ton of vendors out there. We're going to have a band, Four Barrels, going to be performing. You ever heard of Four Barrel?
No. What do they play?
They're great. They play all the rock hits from the 60s to today.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah. See?
That's cool.
And then there's Dave's Dogs. They're serving turkey sandwiches with the Rad Turkey Brine in the assist to help that turkey cook.
Are there dogs here?
There will be no dogs, D-O-G-S's, but there'll be WGS's.
Oh, got it.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
So they're like a hot dog truck.
Okay.
And they do like hot links and other things, but they're actually making these special turkey sandwiches for us for Brianapalooza.
That's rad.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
It's got all the fix-ins. There's going to be some mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, stuffing, you know, the works, all on a hoagie roll. It's going to be good. Making my mouth water.
I know. It sounds delicious.
Talibu vodka is going to be poured. Kyle's got a special cocktail. It's going to be made out there called Kyle's Cran Mule.
It's just a Moscow Mule with cranberry juice.
Kyle, it's your drink.
That's
Don't give
right.
us the secret.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, it sounds great. One of my favorite drinks for a hangover is Sprite mixed with cranberry juice, like even equal parts over ice. It is so refreshing, and it's whatever that combo is. I'm sure it's all the sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever that combo is, it just makes me feel so good.
Hangover, ugh.
Yeah, I haven't had one of those in a little over a month and a half. I've been taking a break.
You
from
said
foods.
A month and a half.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And you said you've been working out.
I have been a lot. Yeah. I think I've been trying to bulk up for Brianapalooza just to kind of I wanted to show it off a little bit.
Yeah.
Going for the aesthetics
looking
a little.
Looking good.
Yeah. Kyle's looking studly.
Trying.
Kyle, you always look studly. It's hard not to.
Thank you. That's so nice of you.
Especially when you wear the rhinestone shirt.
Oh, man. I still have it. It's still hanging up in the closet.
I need one.
Oh, I got it made. My girlfriend made it for me.
Oh, custom tailored.
Yeah. Yeah. She ordered some sparklies off of the Amazon, went to a store, got me a nice button-up shirt, and then she ironed it all on and everything.
We need to keep. She's a keeper.
That's right. Yeah, and she cooks.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Brag.
I know.
Rub it all in.
Do you cook, Lacey?
I do. I love to cook.
Yeah.
I do.
What's your favorite thing to make?
Oh my god, favorite thing to make and eat, or like what I regularly just eat the same chicken.
Yeah.
Rice and vegetables.
Well, okay. So like you're pulling out all the stops. Like, what's your showstopper?
Something Italian.
Dish? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There has to be like noodles and sun dried tomatoes.
Oh, okay. Do you have a sauce recipe?
It's like a heavy whipping cream with,
you
know, seasonings.
You're doing the white sauce.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the ragu, not the red sauce.
I'm the white sauce girl.
I got to have a red sauce. I love like a good Alfredo, but there's just something about a good red sauce.
Are you Italian?
No.
What are you?
I'm part Mexican. I'm like two-thirds Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two-thirds.
No, no, no. I'm like a third Mexican. My dad is half Mexican, and there's just so much white everywhere on my mom's side.
Got it.
Hey, Kyle, I don't know if we're streaming.
No, it had a thing that said it wasn't live, but it says recording, and I didn't know if I was supposed to interrupt the show or what.
Kyle, interrupt the show.
I don't know. How do you fix it?
I'll come in there.
Okay, right, we have cool. technical difficulties.
Yes.
So we're not live anyway. Nobody's listening. We're recording.
Yeah, recording. People will see this.
Then don't.
Here in a second.
Crazy. So this is what happens when you have a live show. If you guys can see the Christmas excitement in this room right now, all you can see for me is a few of these little lights, but it's Christmassy in here.
It's Christmassy in here,
too. It's so Christmas. Oh, back there, too?
Yeah. Yeah, Pottery World hooked us up with all these decorations and Christmas lights.
Good for them. This is nice.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Did it go? Are you guys live again on here?
We're live now.
Yeah, it says live 27 seconds in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello. We're back.
It's time to connect with Lacey Nelson.
Start over.
How are you, Lacey?
I'm great, Brandon. We're going to start all over. You're Mexican. Well, one third.
Yes. You like to cook Alfredo sauce.
Yep, yep. Here we go again.
Brinapalooza. No dogs, but DAWGS.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, hot links. All of this will be posted. We'll get the first 5 minutes posted in after the fact. I'm glad we don't have anybody super serious on the cast today. In the past, we've been doing some very serious topics. I'm glad that that's not the case today.
Because we just missed the first 5 minutes. Yeah. No, it's fine. We can, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
We're goofballs anyway.
Yeah.
So... Melissa from the spirit set, man, she was amazing.
Yes.
Our paranormal
friend. I've been thinking about that a lot because she has always had a really profound effect on just her presence, just having her around and her stories that she's had. And I think about her a lot because she soaks in so much as far as energy and everything. And I'd always wonder at the end of the day, how does she not just swim in all of those, the energies that she deals with?
How does she let it go?
Yeah. What's her decompression? I think this is kind of a high stress job being in radio. And so I have my tricks of the trade to calm down. Do you have any, what do you do to calm down from your daily?
I like my drive. Everybody always says, you live so far away, but I like the drive. It's a good 30 minutes of radio up, windows down sometimes and just leave work at work.
Yeah.
What
are you listening to on your drive?
I go in waves because I'm if you look on my playlist, it's from Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett to Eminem to as hard country as you get.
Wow.
So it's all over the place. I'm so into Cody Johnson right now.
Okay.
Country singer.
I don't know who that is.
He's a country singer. I mean, Texas-born country guy.
So old school, more of a twangy type of country, not like the new hip-hop poppy.
Correct.
Type of country.
He's new country,
okay.
But he's really living that old school sound.
Okay.
Which I like the storytelling in country.
Yes, yes.
Right. So sometimes you just need a good story and to be relatable.
Nice.
But then on other days, it's Eminem and Drake. And,
Yeah.
I
like the hardcore rock. That for me, the more metal, the more relaxed.
Interesting.
Gojira. And Lamb of God and Tool, bands, they make me feel so good.
Oh, man.
Tool. The drummer of Tool kind of blows me away.
Danny Carey is incredible. He's an alien. He's an octopus and an alien in human form.
I don't know how he does it.
It's incredible. Yeah. The first time I ever saw Tool, I was just freshly a Tool fan. In 2006, they released an album called 10,000 Days. And I got lucky enough to sit second row.
Oh,
at the Fox Theater in Oakland to see them. It was their first show of the tour. And I didn't know what I was in for. I was a fresh, I was like, oh, I know of Tool. I've heard Sober. I've heard 46 and 2. And all those songs I know that they were prolific in the rock genre, but I didn't know what I was in for. And that blew my mind. I became a Tool head immediately. And at the end of that show, after my mind was blown and I was picking up all the pieces, Danny Carey threw his stick out at the crowd and it hit me right in the chest.
Oh. No way.
And the buddy that I went with, he was the bus driver for 98 Rock. And he was sitting right next to me and I didn't know what was going on. I was still like drooling, like, you know, just awestruck in the amazing epicness of the Tool show. And I mean, I was so close. I felt like I was sitting on top of the stage.
That's cool.
I was like,
man,
looking down at them and they were like just right there. I could smell their sweat. Oh. And the stick hit me right in the chest and I'm just kind of like, huh? And then this crowd of people down towards
they got it.
Yep.
My buddy that, fortunately it was my buddy that I went with, the bus driver from 98 Rock. He grabbed it. Nice. And I almost snagged it because I went to his house a couple of times after the fact, and he had it displayed up in his office.
You're like, listen here, don't rub it in.
Well, I was just going to take it. Mm-hmm. I was going to just take it home and pocket it. But no, I'm a much better friend than that.
But he threw it at you.
He threw it at me.
Yeah, that's the point.
Looking back now, I was like,
I would have taken it.
He saw me.
Yes.
He saw how much my mind was blown. He was like, that guy needs this stick.
Yes.
He threw it right.
Essentially, you guys are old friends at this point.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, a week ago.
There's a history. Yeah.
Yeah. But where's Chris Stapleton on your country spectrum?
Chris is up there.
Yeah.
Gosh, he's up there. He's that guy. I saw him live recently.
Where at?
The Toyota Amphitheater up in Wheatland.
Nice.
And so my buddies over at KNCI threw some tickets my way, and I am ever grateful. I'm plugging them right now because they are just good dudes, you know, and like to grab me those tickets. Chris was unbelievable.
Nice.
Some people are really good on the radio and in audio,
mm-hmm.
and then in concert, you're like, eh, mm-hmm. you know, or other way. He doesn't sound the same in concert. He sounds better.
Yeah.
It's insane.
His voice is epic.
It's insane.
Are you talking about the Pat and Tom show?
Yes.
I was just reading an article about them yesterday.
They're great.
They just celebrated 30 years in
together.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
The longest duo in radio in Northern California.
They are some of the nicest, most genuine people.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, Cody too.
Yeah.
They took Cody on and they're just, the three of them are just fantastic people.
Yeah. Is Cody like their producer?
No, she's on the show. It's Pat, Tom, and Cody now.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little busy in the morning, so I don't really get to listen to morning radio.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm not thinking you're listening to much in the morning except for yourself.
It was cool though to read the story and everything they've been through and, you know, how they've been able to maintain for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting to hear the stories of like what has transpired over the years with them. I'm sure you get a little bit of that scoop.
I wonder if they would come on, like how that works with
conflict of interest. I'd have to ask the boss.
Right.
But that would be kind of cool.
That
would be cool to have that combo.
I love that story. Those stories. It's like Don and Rob.
Yeah.
You know, 20-something years. And
it's incredible.
Yeah.
And I know it's not easy, but if you love what you do, and this is kind of what the article was saying, is that if you love what you do, it's all the work is worth it.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I mean, Kyle, at this rate, you guys will be together for God only knows how long, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Who knows?
I signed up for the long run.
No doubt. That's how it should be.
Yeah, if we were talking about it on the regular show today, somebody was saying that they've been listening since 99, and it's been like 25 years since they've been listening, 98 or something.
Yeah.
And then they mentioned, I look forward to 25 more years, to which Rob hysterically guffawed at the idea of doing it for 25 more years. And I thought, man, that would put him at 60.
No,
he's
50. He'd be
77. So he'd be 77 years old if he were to go 25 more years. I don't know if did Don Imus even go that long? I'm trying to think of one that had that much tenure.
I'll be 55.
Yeah.
Well, Dick Clark went till he was like 203.
Yeah, but that was sad. They shouldn't have rolled him out
that long
towards the end there.
Yeah.
That was kind of sad.
Poor old man.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe we'll keep going. Shoot.
Yeah.
We'll have our own. We'll be on CBS by then. Or
Good Morning America.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
So is that what you want to do? You've mentioned Ellen. You've mentioned like platforms like that. Is that what you want to do?
I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I pushing for that? I don't think so. I mean, we're just having a good time for now, you know, and spreading the good word and you know, making our world better, whoever's listening.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say no to those opportunities by any means.
I mean, there's got to be some, if you have that type of platform and in order to help people connect and spread some good and some change throughout communities, I think that's, you're doing a good, at least you're not selling your soul so much to do somebody else's bidding.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody, I was talking to a friend yesterday about, you know, all my political hopes and dreams. You know, honestly, I'm kind of on the fence at this point with it all, just because I'm not dirty. I'm not a dirty person necessarily, you know, like, can I play dirty? Sure. Do I want to? Nah. Not really. You know, all these commercials where this other guy did this and this and this, that's just not how I get down, mm-hmm. you know? And do I really want to do all that for what?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. The whole they go low, we go lower type of thing.
Yeah. I'm just that's not my soul.
Yeah. That's not a fun playground to play in.
No. Do I want to sell who I really am?
Right.
You know, and the ones who run a clean campaign, they don't win.
Right.
So am I going to do all that work to lose? Mm-hmm. I'm a winner, but not at the expense of my personality. Mm-hmm. So
where are you at in the political spectrum now?
So I still sit on a board up in Yuba County. Mm-hmm. It's a nonpartisan water district board. So it's great. We make decisions for our parks, for our fire department, for our quality of water, our community. And it's great. I love being that liaison for the community to reach out. Hey, we're having these issues or that, or how can we do this, make these changes? I love that role. It's mm-hmm. great. You know, and sitting on the board with a handful of other people in our community who equally love the community. It's really from a genuine perspective. Mm-hmm. And again, it's nonpartisan. And there's still naysayers. Oh, you know,
sure.
You're not Republican or Democrat on a nonpartisan board. So you're pretty neutral ground with decision making stuff. You know, but there's still the naysayers, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I like a good challenge.
You get enough people in the room, people are going to disagree.
Yeah, and that's great.
You can't please everybody. It's just you got to have somebody like you to be in the middle to be able to try to find common ground.
Agreed. And I don't need everybody to agree. That would be boring.
That would be boring.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree with you.
All right. See you later.
We need one of those buttons, the yes man button. I agree. You know? No, it's fun. It's fine. And I really love it. You know, and my term is up next, 24.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if I decide to do that again, mm-hmm. instead of moving to a different political arena, then great, I'll stay there and do that instead. Have like a local effect instead of an overall.
Right.
You know.
Is that where a lot of politicians start? Like in the local arena?
I think so.
Arena?
Kevin Kiley, who just won his congressional seat, mm-hmm. he's a Placer County guy. He started with state assembly, which is kind of unheard of.
Wow.
He just went directly for a campaign in state assembly and ended up winning, and now he's congressman.
Overachiever.
I know.
Wow.
But he's smart. That guy's wicked smart.
That's great.
So, you know, I mean, whether or not you believe with his stance, he's a wicked smart guy, and,
yeah,
you know, he just jumped right into it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The rest of us kind of start small.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to bite too much off.
No.
Because then you're more prone to influence. You know, you're more moldable by those with power and those that want to what's that word? Give you money and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not labor, but.
Endorse you?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a fancy word in politics, but I'm not the guy.
I'm not
the guy in the political debate arena,
you know,
with those words. So.
It's okay. Yeah. No, I get it. It's just your influence, the scope of influence mm-hmm. is what's important to me.
Yeah.
And I'm talking positive, beautiful influence, not I'm in control and you guys are going to listen to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when people vote for you, it's not because you make all the choices. It's because they trust you to be their leader.
Right.
Not to just be in control. And I think our politicians lose that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're here for the people.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise you wouldn't be there because nobody would have voted for you.
It's all about our livelihoods in the end, you know?
Yeah.
But
whatever.
That's not what it's about in government, unfortunately.
That's kind of where I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A talk show in LA sounds a lot better.
That does sound a little more cush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit more relaxed.
Trying to help people more on the cellular level rather than the governmental level.
Agreed.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So when we were promoting this podcast earlier today, I was thinking we could go to the Thanksgiving route and talk about Thanksgiving traditions and the things that we're grateful for. We could do that thing that we're supposed to do, you know, around the dinner table and take turns and say what we're grateful for this year, today, or whatever. So in that vein, I actually got an email. If you would like, if you'd like to email and get involved in the conversation here, rad@radradio.com. I've got the phone lines open too. Why not? 888-989-9811 if you want to call and talk at us, talk with us. Kelly wrote in and said, hello, Brandon, Kyle, and Lacey.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
I just want to say I am thankful to be able to enjoy this time with all of you. Don't get me wrong, I love spending my mornings with the Rad Crew, but any extra time I can see you all is always better. Aww. Sadly, I can't make a trip to meet you all on Saturday at Brinapalooza. I just can't afford the gas for the trip. He's writing from Utah.
Oh.
That's a long way.
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you for all the hard work and effort you put forward every day to bring us the knowledge and education that makes us all better people. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you and your families.
Right. That is so sweet.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a frequent writer.
Yeah, we autographed his butt one time.
Get what?
Yeah,
is this the guy?
Is that the guy at Fire Up? I think that's Kelly from Utah. He came to Fire Up one of the first times we did the event, and we all had Sharpies and we were autographing. He pulled his pants down, and
I don't know.
Get
he went for the
here.
Cheek. I have. There's pictures of it somewhere. I don't know if I have them.
I know it happened.
What kind of Moscow mules were you drinking there, Kyle?
The fuel beer Moscow mules.
I don't know if this is the same guy. So Kelly, if you can write in and confirm whether
who's
or not
your butt
we have written on your ass. I don't think it's the same guy.
You don't? Okay, no. It's not the dude. It was his friend that came. I thought he was going to get tattooed too because we signed it and then he's like, I'm going to get him tattooed on there.
I could totally be wrong.
Kyle, if you autograph my butt, I'm definitely tattooing it.
All right. I've got a good signature too. It looks really nice.
Oh, no.
Hey, his signature is Kyle was here. So you'll have Kyle
was
here.
Yeah, great.
Tattooed
fantastic.
On your ass.
Jeez. That'll be a first, Kyle, for me.
Oh my God.
That's
all funny.
Oh, that's a road. Oh, did we just go there?
We went down the dirt road.
Sorry. I went on a little side, a little shortcut.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving, Lacey?
My aunt, cousin's family usually does something, so
yeah.
I go there. Cherie goes out of town.
Yeah.
She will be with her family in another state.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Do you have to travel? Where's your family?
Loomis.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't have to travel too far.
No.
That's good.
No, and then I'm home alone, so it's probably going to be like Madden, PS4.
PS4?
You get down on Madden?
Heck yeah, I love Madden.
Oh, shit.
Come on now.
I didn't know.
Oh, it's on.
I don't have a video game system anymore, but when I did, back when the PlayStation 3 was still a thing, I played Madden 12 quite a bit.
It's on, Kyle. You need one.
I know.
Hey, you need to upgrade a little bit.
I don't ever play. I seriously have barely enough time to like take a nap here and there.
Me neither. That's why I'm like, Thanksgiving, I'm playing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Touche. Fair enough. Yep.
Yeah, so.
I just picked up a PS5. I was joking about it with Kyle the other day. Because I don't know when I'm going to have time to play it.
Right.
I have a PS4. I don't have time to play it.
Yeah.
But I just, there's this new game, the new God of War, Ragnarok.
What is this?
God of War is a game that is based off of this guy named Kratos. And he's a half man, half god type of thing.
Interesting.
And he's got blades that he holds that are attached to his arms with chains. And there's this whole Norse mythology story behind it, and it came out back in the PlayStation 2 or 3.
It was 2.
And so it's this whole franchise that's been around for a long time, but it's one of the most fun, brutal, like think Mortal Kombat and yes. Very live action type of gameplay. Okay. So it's not just battling,
no,
but you're like going through worlds and you're beating up, you know, bunch of beasts and demons and gods, even.
That stuff scares the shit out of me.
Climbing on walls, jumping place to place. It's a lot of fun.
It is a little creepy. Like,
you jump? Are there jumpy times? Like,
a little kinda. Bit. Yes. Yeah, but you're the one kind of inflicting the jumpy stuff. Like, you're not, it's not like the, trying to think of the zombie game.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
damn, Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
Yeah.
We used to play that when I was a kid, and I'm like, I got the pillow on my face.
Yeah, that was creepy. That one and Silent Hill.
Oh, I never played that one.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, where you're just kind of walking around, and it's super quiet, and then you see the guy with the giant pyramid head and a giant sword. Yeah, that was creepy.
I'm like, PTSD. Oh.
Yeah. But this franchise, God of War, has come so far, and I wanted the PlayStation 5 just for this game.
That's cool.
So I bought the bundle, and I got lucky because it's sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
I was just shopping around, just like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll get lucky and I'll find one. And so I went up to Amazon, and you had to click in by invite only.
What?
So you like add it to your cart basically, but you submit for an invitation. And luckily enough, 2 days later, I got an invite.
Yeah.
And I said, I juggled for like 2 hours, and I thought, oh, do I really want to spend the money? Okay, I'll spend the money.
Good for you.
So now it's sitting under my bed right now.
Put it together. You know, it's like, even if it's like 20 minutes, you know, even if you just play for 20 minutes.
It's not because it's like, it's a whole investment.
Yeah.
You get into it and you get sucked in. And the way that they built these games now, you play any game on the newer systems, you're sitting down for an hour or two at least just to really get into it. Because a lot of these games are a free world. So you're just going around and you're just doing things on your own, and you're not like playing through levels like Mario where you're just like, okay, I want to beat this level to the level to the level to the level type of thing.
See, I think that's why I like Madden, because it's just mind-numbing.
Yeah.
It's repetitive.
Yeah.
There's no worlds. You just play a game and then I turn it off.
Yeah.
I don't even play like the franchise.
Yeah.
Kyle?
What about it?
Oh, I thought you were raising
it. Oh, no, I was throwing the football at the camera. I'm trying to play with the camera effects, make it look cool, because I'm not talking as much as you guys, so I'm trying to like play into the camera a little bit.
All right.
Well, Kyle, what is your game? Yeah.
My game was Grand Theft Auto back in the day. I was really into, wasn't allowed to play it, so I got a hold of Grand Theft Auto 3 at a friend's house, and I came over to my dad's after I played it, and I was like, that's what I want, and my stepmom's like, you're having no part of that. You're not going to ever play that game in our house. Well, lo and behold, my dad's sneaky and got it for me and let me play it. And then I got Vice City, and then it just upgraded from there on. I was at San Andreas, and then I played Grand Theft Auto 4, and then all the way to 5, but I never beat it because I stopped playing at 5. But that was my jam. I loved Grand. Oh, and Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yes.
Dave Mara's Pro BMX. I loved all of those.
Mm-hmm. Speaking my language.
Yes.
The classics.
Yep, I'm telling you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tony Hawk on, what did I play it? Original PlayStation?
Yep.
Oh my god.
I have it hooked up in my backyard.
I'm telling you.
We have a TV back there, so I put the PlayStation 1 out there.
Oh, Kyle, it is on at your house.
Yeah, I'm down.
He's like, who's in the window? It's just Lacey.
Yep. Come on in. There's a pool back there, so summertime, it's great. PlayStation 1 and jump in the pool and barbecue.
Kyle, this is great.
He scrolled up 2 tomahawk steaks.
I did.
Like, I saw that.
Yeah.
Did Rob give those to you?
He did, yes.
I saw the tag. I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was pretty impressive and very nice of him. I was super thankful. I didn't think he'd actually come through. I was just giving him a bunch of crap at an event we were doing. I was like, you should take us out to Ruth Chris after this event. You know, they have tomahawk steaks, and I've never had one. Mm-hmm. And I was just joking around, trying to, you know, be silly. Lo and behold, he comes up the next day and brings me 2 of them. Mm. I was like, oh!
Was it as good as it looked?
They were fantastic, It's like a big old chunk of ribeye, so it was super, a lot of the fat's marbled in with the meat, and it was like butter meat. It just melted in your mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so good. I still have some, actually.
Tell Lacey how you prepared them.
Okay, so I have I have a little go-to recipe. I call it the Grandpa Bob steak method, and it's got garlic powder, a little bit of paprika, crushed pepper, minced onion, and then you poke a bunch of holes in the meat and you kind of smash it down so the seasoning gets all soaked in, and then you brush it over with some oyster sauce. Mm-hmm. And then you let it sit for about 3 hours, pull those suckers out of the fridge or leave them on the counter, whatever you do. And then you grill them, and they were huge. It was probably like 5.5 pounds of meat, so I had to cook them for almost an hour on the grill. I did it pretty low and slow, and I didn't know exactly how I was going to do it, so I just kind of hovered over the barbecue and poked at it as often as I could. And the trick is, for like medium rare, you poke your hand right here, and if it bounces like that and the meat's the same texture, that's when it's time to pull off. So that's what I did the whole time, and pulled them off, messed up a little bit, cut into the first one. I'm like, oh, it's a little rare, so I threw it back on the damn barbecue really quick.
Kyle, you're not just another pretty face.
I waited another 10 minutes, pulled them off, and they were perfect.
See, Kyle, you would hate to cook meat for me because I only eat it well done.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm a well-done meater.
Yeah,
if it's burnt, I'll eat it.
So is it because you just don't like the blood?
Yeah.
Is it a texture thing?
It's a texture
all
thing.
All of those?
Okay. Yeah,
it's right. Just a texture thing.
What about raw fish like sushi? Yeah,
I don't eat seafood at all.
Whoa!
I know. Like, not at all.
Damn!
Oh, you're missing out.
I know, it's a whole thing.
But you're not, because it's your taste.
It's just my thing. Yeah, you know. I mean, I can't. I've tried it.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, you haven't had it right. So I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Every couple of years, I'll try something new. I'm like, still don't like it.
Oh, man. This meat that I cooked last night, oh, it tasted like pure heaven. It was just amazing. It melted. It tasted like butter meat. It was delicious.
It looked delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that kind of threw me for a loop, because I just never heard of this, was the oyster sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have you ever heard of that as a marinade or a meat?
No.
A dish? No.
What does it do? Does it make it salty?
No, yeah. It's a salt base, basically. Got so instead it. Of adding, if you, I didn't add any added salts to it because it's already pretty filled with salt, but it's also a little sweet. Hmm. So it kind of gives it like a teriyaki taste almost, but different. It's closer to if you've ever had a Korean style barbecue, like the beef.
Yes.
That's very similar to that taste.
Interesting.
But on a ribeye.
Because I normally do soy sauce or Worcestershire.
Mm-hmm. Done that too.
Yeah, those are my go-tos for like the type of base for the marinade. Yes. Yeah, but oyster sauce, I'm going to have to try that.
So I also do it with tri-tip, but with the tri-tip, I mess it up a little more. I add in a little sriracha and honey.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the sriracha.
Fire.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy and sweet.
I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hungry. Dang it.
Yeah, this is a problem. Like, whenever we talk about food on the show, Kyle and I are just both like,
salivating.
Yeah. I was hungry at 7:30 this morning.
I'm telling you. Yeah. My last words on the planet will be, but I'm still hungry. I swear. If I have a second to think about death, I'm just going to say, but I'm still hungry.
Oh, food is so good.
I'm saying.
Yeah. That's one thing I'm looking forward to for Thanksgiving is I'm going to be doing two turkeys. I'm going to be hosting. My girlfriend and I are going to be hosting our family. And I'm going to do a smoked turkey and a grilled turkey. And the grilled turkey I'm going to inject with bourbon and honey. And the smoked bird, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I'm going to try my hand at injections. I haven't done the whole injections.
It's going to be good.
I think so.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, especially with the bourbon.
Yeah.
Have you had the Frey Ranch bourbon yet?
No.
Oh, it's so good. We've been partnering up with them for a couple of barrel picks. Like, we went up there to Reno and went to the actual distillery, and we sat there at a table, and we picked out of like six different barrel picks, we picked our favorite flavor. And so we've gotten our own rad radio selections and it's one of the coolest experiences. Kyle went up there with the last one. I don't know how much you remember, but
I remember everything actually until the last 20 minutes of the limo ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was extra booze in the limo and I was feeling good. And I started reaching for the bottle again. And that was the mistake.
Yeah. That's one of the problems. That's one of the benefits and also problems with going to do one of these tastings. Yeah. You're just drinking.
Yeah, and you're not driving, day. So drink your
no.
drink.
Yeah, yeah. We were fortunate to have a limo to take us out there.
And Mac, my father was a great pillow.
Oh my God, your poor dad's
fell asleep in his lap.
Yeah. He's like, what did I do here?
He knew what he was getting into.
Apparently I'm the meanest manager ever.
Oh my God, I felt so terrible about
Kyle.
That too.
Yeah. Kyle.
I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I don't remember saying that. I don't even know what brought that thought up because Brandon's like not even mean. Once in a while he's grouchy, but I wouldn't even categorize him as mean at all. So I think that was just me trying to be funny and drunk and it just came off as being the kind of a dickhead. Sorry.
He saw like his seventh grade bully in your face for a minute.
Maybe, yeah.
He's like, yeah. I remember what you did to me.
I kind of take Kyle to be the bully, though.
Kyle?
Kyle.
Don't get beat up, Kyle.
I wasn't like a bully, but I wasn't one to back down from poking fun at people. That's for damn sure.
That's okay. Because we can talk shit with the best of them.
That's right.
What are you doing, Kyle, for Thanksgiving?
I'll be driving down to Pismo Beach. My girlfriend got a hotel room out there at the Sea Venture. So it's got a hotel. It's got a room. And then the rooms have hot tubs out on the balcony that overlooks the beach. And then there's another little table for cocktails and blunts. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that, but
you talk about whatever you want, okay. Kyle.
It's legal.
You be free.
That's right. Yes.
Be free.
So that's my Thanksgiving plan. Nice hotel on the beach with the lady, and we're gonna cook up some turkey, and she's gonna make a cheesecake.
So,
I'm excited.
What about the hotel though? Like, is there like gonna be a hot plate? Or are you going to take a Dutch oven in there?
No, we have another place we're going to be cooking at. So we got a kitchen we have
got
accessible.
It.
Yeah.
Got it.
Kyle, can you send me the link for this hotel? Because that sounds heavenly.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, Sea Venture, Pismo.
Sea Venture.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
Now you're going to have a bunch of paparazzi hanging out.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
Come take my picture.
It's Kyle from Sacramento. Oh my God. If we see pictures with Kyle's hand like this, not today. Not today.
We'll see what happens. But
please, my privacy with my family.
So, Lacey, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for this year?
You know, honestly, everything.
Yeah.
To be honest, you know, I think about that as a perspective and a choice. Mm. You know, it's, God, so many things we can sit and complain about. Mm-hmm. But if you really think about it, it's like triple the number of things you can be grateful for.
Yeah.
And I watch these videos on TikTok and stuff of these people who talk to homeless folks or people down on their luck. And why are they always the most thankful people? You know, just a plate of food and it's their day is better. And I take note of that, mm-hmm. you know, and we work hard for what we have. But I'm thankful for, honestly, for it all. I my recent promotion at work, I'm so grateful for that. And healthy family. Cherie's healthy. No more cancer.
Yeah.
You know, work is good. Life is good. I have you guys. Best friends a person can ask for.
Can't
go wrong.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
I do have to say these podcasts we've been doing, at first I felt like I was a baby deer just kind of clopping around, not really knowing where my footing was. And I've been doing this for, I mean, radio for 15 plus years, but podcasting for maybe a third of that. But like, I didn't know how this was all going to work out. Mm-hmm. But I believed in your vision and I believed in what you wanted to do as far as your mission statement went, you know? And so I'm grateful for that opportunity to be open and vulnerable to new ideas. And like, this is still evolving and still growing into mm-hmm. what it could be potentially. But I think we're off to a really good start.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so too. It's, you know, it is what we make it. I couldn't be more, honestly, if we're being sappy and thankful, I couldn't be more thankful for you and for Kyle.
Aww.
And for the Red Team just for letting us do this here.
Yeah.
You know, it's everybody sees the vision and, you know, it's connect with me, but honestly, it's our show. It's the three of us, you know, and what we're doing to just bring some goodness to people's day, whatever that looks like. You know, even if it's, like you said, the deep and vulnerable talks with people, mm-hmm. that brings goodness too.
Absolutely.
You know, just whatever that conversation may be. And the world needs more vulnerability.
Yes.
You know, transparency.
Yes. I think that it's hard to imagine a world without it, but I feel like we've created a world that doesn't foster that enough.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of strife. There's a lot of awful things happening all around us all the time. But it's, if we could just put a spotlight on the good and the positive changes that come from all of those awful things and experiences, mm-hmm. I think we're on the right track.
I think so too. You know, and I'd be interested to hear from our viewers as far as like, what for the coming year are they interested in hearing about from us? You know, what do they see for our episodes? What would interest them as far as a topic?
Yeah.
You know, people have said, you know, hey, try this or try that. And I think that our podcast is, it's not just, you know, showcasing businesses necessarily or just bringing people on for the heck of it. It's always like there's a focus.
Yeah.
You know, we have a focus every time.
That I feel like you're absolutely right. I feel like some people might not understand that it's not as easy to find a guest to be on a podcast. Like you look at other podcasters and they can just have anybody on. And I mean, the one I'm thinking of is Joe Rogan, just because it's, you know, the biggest one I can think of. And he seems to have a guy on all the time, but there's booking agents that deal with all of this.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Joe Rogan sitting there going, I think I'm going to have this guy and this guy on. And every guest that we've had has had a very focused point and a very focused message that we wanted to get out. And so I find it difficult to find people like that because it takes a lot of time and energy and effort, mm-hmm. Because we don't want to just do nothing, you know, kind of, we're not really doing much today other than just being us and being
having fun.
But, you know, with every other podcast we've done, we've really taken the time. You've taken a lot, most of the time to make sure that who we have on has a very important message to share. So
I think that's important, and it's important to know too. Every, you know, somebody like Joe Rogan, they have the money to pay people for their time, effort, and energy to come onto his show, whereas everybody that's come onto our show has come because they're so passionate about their own message. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to note. You know, it's when somebody, there's a quote that I love to remind people, if you have a room of 1,000 people holding unlit candles and you just light one, everybody else can be lit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you let your flame touch one other person, it could spread like wildfire. You know, and so the people who come in here and speak their truths are passionate, and look how far we've reached already. Mm-hmm. You know, we have viewers in different countries,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I think is just awesome.
That is so cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I think we have a new slogan. Connect with Lacey Nelson. Let's get lit.
Let's get lit. Yes.
I love getting
lit. Kyle's going to get lit. I'm not going to get lit. I have to keep my job for a while, but Kyle's getting lit.
I am definitely getting lit. Oh. Absolutely. I'm
do your best
like
life,
a
Kyle.
Goddamn Christmas tree.
Be your best self.
So I have an answer to the burning question earlier of the butt signature.
Kelly's
butt. Oh, yeah. The, yeah, Kelly wrote back.
It was not the Kelly.
It was not Kelly. It was not Kelly. Damn.
I think you're right. I think there's somebody who visited from out of town, and I think it was Utah.
Yeah, well,
but it was not Kelly.
Thought it was a Kelly from Utah. Okay.
No, it wasn't Kelly.
Damn.
Melissa from Sac Spirit, she's watching and listening. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you.
From SacSpirit.com. She says, love seeing your faces this morning on the podcast /connect. That's something I'm very thankful for. Definitely bringing me joy.
You're so sweet, Melissa. Yes. And we love you and appreciate the work you do. And I will be at Preston Castle next month for an overnight.
Really?
With our team. So I wanted to tell Melissa that, yeah.
You should take a recording device of some sort, like audio.
Yes.
I don't know if you...
We do.
You do that?
Digital recorders, cameras, heat sensors.
Nice.
Oh. Whole
you should do that. Maybe we can like review some of the stuff on the podcast
if
you're cool with that.
Yep. Absolutely. All right.
Wyatt wrote in, and thank you, Wyatt. You're helping me out here because I was trying to think of that fancy word that government officials, you know, the money, the what is it? And he's saying the fancy word I was looking for was lobbying.
Yes.
Thank you, Wyatt.
Good job, Wyatt.
God.
You think I would know that? Don't show anyone.
Well, it's just because you haven't been lobbied, so you know,
no, I haven't.
Not that top.
Not yet. Wyatt, you're the bomb. Thanks.
Patricia writes in, and she asks if we can have Crystal Clune. On a crystal is a emotional freedom technique practitioner.
Who? What?
So EFT is the act of tapping. Have you ever heard of tapping?
Yes.
Where you like you
tap your face,
tap your forehead
and
your temples, and you do this, and it's this process. It's a therapeutic process that I've actually been practicing with Crystal for months now, and she's been on the podcast that I've done many times. And she wants to do like a Patricia's suggesting that we do like a family counseling episode, which I think would be great.
Wow. If
maybe we get some sort of family counselor or even Crystal Clune on. I think that would be really good.
And I have to talk about feelings and stuff?
Yeah, I know. I do that enough in therapy. But it's so important. It really is. Kind of going back to what we were saying, you know, there's a time to be vulnerable. And I think that this is one of those spaces that we could do that. And
I
think that would be good.
And then I have to tap my face and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually really cool. And when I've had Crystal on, it's a little interesting if you don't have the TV element. All you hear is like...
Yeah.
And it kind of sounds a little inappropriate.
Oh.
You know?
Sounds like a good night.
Yeah. It sounds a little inappropriate. But when you're doing it, it does help.
That's cool.
It's had some great success with that.
You know, I did therapy last year for a while called... What EMDR?
Yes, I've heard of that.
And it was actually remarkable.
That's like the really fast track type of
Yeah, they put like
process,
headphones
right?
on you.
Yeah.
And it's like I was calling it the beep beep therapy. It's like beep, beep, beep in one ear, the other ear, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, it worked.
Really?
It really worked for some issues that I was dealing with. Like it really, really helped.
That's incredible.
I was surprised by that.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah.
Very similar and it has something to do with like rewiring your brain, right?
And it did on a couple of things.
Wow.
It really did.
Good for you.
I know. So maybe the tapping will help too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle, have you ever done like an EMDR or anything?
No, I haven't done any of this. I've never gone to counseling. I've never been to therapy.
Kyle's perfect. No.
There's
that explains a lot.
I would love to go to therapy or even participate in something like this and just try it out and see how it happens.
Things are making more sense.
Yeah. I usually have to do self therapy, and we all know how that goes.
Right. We end up throwing up the next days when we do that.
Oh God. I was watching some videos of myself my younger childhood.
Why would you do that?
I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't realize this whole, that's why I messed up was going to come up. And I had to really reevaluate everything I looked at in life. And it helped me out a lot. It really did. So I'm thankful for that. It put a lot of things in perspective.
I apologize, Kyle. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh, you're asking about that. Yeah, you're good. No, I'm cool about it, actually. I'm vulnerable. I'll talk about things.
Yeah, you know, Brandon, as a matter of fact, I've cried on the show. Kyle cried on the show.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You have yet to shed a tear.
I'm good at, on a couple of our episodes that we've done already.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just because I've gotten really good at masking my emotions that I can just kind of do it under the skin. Like, I've shed some tears. Yeah. The fentanyl conversation really got to me.
No doubt.
That was tough. I mean, hearing a mom talk about her losing her kid.
Yeah,
that was tough. Yeah.
You know, and Angela has taken that business and she is thriving.
That's great.
I mean, thriving. Yeah. She's going everywhere with these assemblies for these kids. I can't even imagine how many thousands of kids she's saving, and she'll never know.
Good.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I'm so grateful that she's doing that because of just how awful the spread of fentanyl is in our communities. But I heard, I don't know if you were telling me this story, but it was something about somebody getting upset about Narcan.
Yes, one of the mothers.
Being distributed at these assemblies. Assembly. How can you be upset about that? Is it because their thinking was Narcan is it like a shot? Is it like an inhalant?
It's a nasal spray.
Nasal spray?
Essentially it looks like a nasal spray.
And it's supposed to help subdue like the effects of an overdose,
correct,
right?
If you're having an opioid overdose.
Okay.
Correct. And I'm no doctor, so please don't write in and hate me for my thoughts on this thing. Just from what I've been trained is it won't affect you negatively in any way. It will only positively affect you if you're dealing with an overdose from an opioid. So, you know, if I took it right now, it would do nothing to me. Mm-hmm. But if I were overdosing on fentanyl or something else, then it could potentially save me. Mm. So, you know, and I get the mom, you know, I'm not mad at her. You know, she's got her concerns for her. Maybe her kid has some pre-health conditions. I don't know. Mm. You know, I just know that Narcan will help more than it will hinder.
At least having it on hand.
Yeah.
But if you, I can also see the other side of it. If you're handing this out, it's almost like saying, oh, it's okay to do this. Just make sure you have this on hand.
That's a good point.
Right.
But the other concern is if you have it in your backpack, right, and you're at some party with some kids that make a mistake, you know, maybe it can potentially save their life.
Absolutely.
You know, and you, oh gosh, I have this thing in my backpack they gave me at that assembly. Maybe I can use it real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, because many kids have died that way where they're at a party and they take a pill and the other kids are scared, don't know what to do. So they just leave them,
Oof.
You know, and then they end up dying. Yeah. And that's
how God.
A lot of this is happening. So, yeah, Ange is out there just doing doing God's work,
that's
I think,
great.
You know.
And fortunately, I don't know if I didn't see any stories, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. But a lot of the scare during Halloween was that there was going to be some Skittles distributed, and
I haven't heard any.
I didn't hear anything either. So that's good.
Yeah.
But I have been hearing local schools. I mean, I got an 8-year-old at home. A lot of local schools they've had these newsletters circulating and letting parents know that this is happening.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Tell your kids what's up.
Yeah.
You know, my mom was raised in the 70s. Right. There were no secrets about drugs in our home when I was a kid.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You know, she's like, look, this, and I love my mom for the honesty she gave. Mm-hmm. You know, I did this and this and this. So, you know, you can make your own choices and your own decisions. Don't do it, you know.
It's a whole different game now, though. I mean, back then, like even in the 90s, you could go out and do things recreationally and you'd be fine. But now it's like these,
killing
it's so lethal.
Yeah.
You can't even experiment without worrying about that.
Right. And that's what I say. Like when we were kids, we snuck into the whiskey cabinet, you know, or Kyle played Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
You know? Now, like, your kids make a mistake and they're dead. It's, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I messed around with narcotics for a minute when I was in my early 20s. I remember my dad was pretty open about it too, because, you know, he wanted to live the rockstar lifestyle growing up for him. And then when I was younger, he's always like, there's a time and place for everything. It's called college. So I went to college and I dabbled in stuff. And I remember him catching me being pretty trash one night. And he was like, hey, dude, you need to stay away from the powdered substances. You need to not touch that. I don't care if it's anything natural, but stay away from everything else. Yeah. That was probably some of the best advice I ever got, because I actually had some friends that didn't really do well after that.
Right. Yeah. Isn't it crazy?
Slippery slope.
Bad spiral.
That's why I say honesty with our kids now. Mm-hmm. You know, just be upfront and honest and always give them the safe place to come if they have questions.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than asking their silly friends who don't know anything. Yeah. You know, but yeah, I get it. I mean, anyway, I'm grateful for Angela and the work she's doing. She's actually asked me to start doing her social media stuff.
Oh, cool.
Which, you know, that's my forte. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, people start following the Arrive Alive California things, and we're going to start making a lot of posts. So if your kid's school wants an assembly, you know, we'll come out and stuff.
We should have her back on again.
We should.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Now that she's post Dr. Phil, she's kind of famous.
It would be cool to get the story of what that was like. Just like, I'm a nerd about in entertainment industry and like pulling the curtain back and that kind of stuff. I would love to hear
how
that whole process
was. I'll have her back on. Cool. Right. Kind of cool.
Cool.
I'm reading this on the fly, but Ashley has a podcast idea for
us.
Let's
do it.
She says, I would love to see a podcast about options for kids graduating high school. Ooh. Rob touches on how there are other options besides four-year colleges. I was pushed to do that, and I thought I did well. I would have preferred a different route, though. I have friends who didn't go to college and were lost, and so were lost as to what to do to survive the world until trial and error provided them their avenue of success. I wish there had been people who cared enough to give and explain the options. Lots of kids listen to the show because their parents do, and I think it would be a good help. Knowledge is power, and there's so much, and kids are often not truly prepared for the world they forced into it at 18.
I think that's a good idea, honestly, because it's just like, you know, the CEO of a company is just as important as the guy who built the building.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy who built the building is, you know, are the people with their hands on the ground. They're just as important,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some people can read a book and they enjoy it. And some people can build, I can't build things,
right.
You know, or fix my car. You know, those people are just as important to keep the world going around. What are you laughing at?
I can't fix my car either.
I can't fix my damn car.
I can't fix my car.
I'm like, I don't know. And those people are important too. So that's a good idea.
Yeah. I you know, Mike Rowe has been singing this song for his entire career with dirty jobs and, you know, trade schools and everything. Like I if I had to do it all over again, I would absolutely go that route, because it's recession proof, you know.
Yes.
We all need these things, mm-hmm. these types of professions. I think that's a good idea.
I do too. Maybe we'll find somebody young who went that route, and then maybe I can get somebody who like runs a union, like a trade union or something that has like options.
Yeah, young self-made entrepreneurs.
Yeah, something cool like that. I have a buddy actually up in Yuba County who's in his 20s, family guy, not a college type of dude at all, had a dream, started his own company, and now he's wildly successful.
Nice.
And it's all construction related.
Wow.
Very cool stuff. So maybe something like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I think we have a lot of work to do.
I think so.
Yeah.
Typically.
Well, I think that's good for today. Unless you guys have anything else.
I'm glad we did it. Just hanging out, talking.
Yeah.
You know?
Good.
Yeah. And I like that people will have ideas for us, you know, shoot us an email or message and stuff. And hey, if you have ideas, hook us up.
Yeah, we've had a big holiday break coming up in a couple of weeks. So I think we'll be able to get a couple more episodes in before then.
Maybe, yeah.
but I think that we can maybe use that time to do some more brainstorming and come back in 2023 super strong.
I like it, you know, and start advertising ourselves a little bit more and, you know.
I'll have to come over for a barbecue and maybe have Kyle make us some steaks.
I can do that.
A well-done tomahawk.
We'll ask Rob, though, if he wants to go get us some more tomahawks.
We'll just get basic people's steaks and... Yeah. You know, you can burn mine and then kick me out.
We'll get some top sirloins for Lacey.
No, she gotta have some tomahawk. You gotta have just at least medium. Like it does not be well done.
She doesn't eat real steak.
Damn.
It's like beef jerky.
Yeah, beef jerky,
It tastes like beef jerky, but it melts in your mouth. It's fantastic.
Well, if you cook it with all that goodness in it, I'll give it a go.
All right, you just gotta have one piece. If you don't like it from there, I'll burn it for you and you can have it the burnt way.
You're such a dad. Ugh. Just eat one piece.
Yeah, you got to
try this.
You never know.
Yeah, no, I'll try it. Know. I'll give it a shot.
All right, cool.
You heard it here first.
I know.
She's going to try the meat.
I'll need some vodka first.
Kyle's all meat. Right. Kidding.
Kyle's me. Kyle, I can't with you right now. Kyle, you make me laugh.
All right. Well, I don't think we're going to see you until after Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving to you guys.
Yeah. Have a great time with your family.
Absolutely. If I don't see you guys tomorrow at the event, then have a good time. And
I hope we
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Right. Okay. We love everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Peace.
Bye.